Welcome to IET Evolve Everyday Earthing and Energy Wisdom. Today is Tuesday, September 16th, 2025. I am Susan Manowich. Two highlights for the day today, one being the high-speed solar wind that we have going on and reached in the 700s multiple times yesterday, and obviously that geomagnetic storming and the fact that we are into eclipses. So let's talk about the geomagnetic storming and the high-speed solar wind. Well, it really was a doozy of a day energetically and physically. So if you felt like you couldn't function so well, you're okay. That's a lot of energy that's pouring into us. Not just on this subtle level, but people really seem to feel the geomagnetic activity in their physical bodies pretty easily. So if you had a hard time yesterday, please consider yourself one of the many. And if you are aware of it, congratulations. So we had some G2 conditions in the morning yesterday. So it was quite active yesterday morning around this time. It did begin to ease off a bit throughout the day, and we did see it started to go to green, which means that, you know, we're not in these active storm conditions. And it only popped up once in the last like 12 to 15 hours. And we saw that about 6 to 9 hours ago for KP5. And that's still continuing, all because of that co-rotating interaction region and the arrival of that high-speed solar wind, which drove that BZ southward. And conditions right now, as you're waking up, they are back to KP3.5 right now. So we're in active conditions. It's just not the crazy active where maybe you feel like your central nervous system is blown out. All right. And we are sandwiched between two eclipses. Like I said, I want to bring that up because there is a lot of, I don't want to say negativity. There's extreme negativity right now. And I think a lot of us who've known about these big changes, these big shifts on the planet, like I shared in the past, some of us have seen these visions in these images as children. I believe, you know, not for the to be succumbed to doom and gloom, but to be aware of it and how to navigate through that. So we do seem to have this, it's almost like there's an energy reminiscent of September 11th, if those of you remember that time frame. I don't know how old people are that are actually listening. And there's a feeling of this similar heaviness in the collective in this negative that's in the collective. That doesn't mean that we feel that all the time. It just means that there's an awareness. There's there's something that feels similar to that. And because of when the what happened in New York City with the Twin Towers and Tower 7, and obviously all the people that died, that was a massive shock to a number of people, not just in the United States, but around the world. So there's something similar with this these latest events last week. Now, I don't want to deviate too far from that, whether it's intentional or not intentional, meaning if it's well planned or not. It doesn't really matter at this moment. I just want to bring people's attention to the fact that we are in two eclipses right now where we have this sandwich. The first was on September 7th. We had that full moon lunar eclipse. And then the second is on September 21st. We have this partial solar eclipse. And with this darker activity that we're seeing right now, you know, that's part of the solar eclipse, is this dark, the shadow coming out and people acting upon that. And, you know, if we weren't in this eclipse sandwich, would this be happening? I don't know. I will just simply say that let's bring our attention and our focus to the fact that we do seem to be sandwiched between these two right now. And it's not just what's going on in the collective, but also what we have within ourselves, what might be appearing or leaking or coming out right now. And, you know, if it's coming out, like let's say within ourselves or something that doesn't feel so lovely, you know, it's the shaking loose. It's the moving around of that. And if we have a lot of negativity and things that are just awful that we're seeing on a regular basis, that's a lot for our bodies and our minds. and our soul to be able to integrate right now. All right, let me continue to move on and talk about what we are seeing with the sun, and let's get the rest of this moving here. All right, solar flares. We do have a handful of C-class flares that occurred, not many. The largest was, I'd say, low to moderate with a C3.5. That was from 4213, and that was around 2:31 p.m. Eastern yesterday. And the rest of those were smaller C-class flares, and they were from 4217 and from 4216. So I'd say some equal opportunity flares right now on the sun, but the one that we're really looking at, because we do have six active sunspots, is 4216 and 4217 are showing beta. So those are the ones we'll probably do something interesting. And 4213, it is active, but we can't really define what it is yet. And the rest of those sunspots were simple. All right, that solar wind that usually feels good. Did it feel good for you? I don't know. Didn't feel so great for me. So 760 kilometers per second. It was what we got up to yesterday. And, you know, I know I was paying quite a bit of attention to it. And I was like, whoa, these numbers are, they're burning through right now. That's what it felt like. And the solar wind eased its heavy foot off of the solar wind accelerator into the 600 to 700 kilometers per second range. We're currently at 717. Still, you know, fairly high. And the interplanetary magnetic field went to higher levels. It went northward, and we also saw it go, the BZ go southward for a significant period of time. Last check, it seems to be holding steady, but obviously if that moves southward, then we can probably expect a little bit more activity. And let's talk about the geomagnetism. You know, I always call it that, like the geomagnetism is like that rocking. You can really feel that physical rocking. And when it's dead, it feels like, oh my God, what is happening? You know, what may be going on here? Why is it so quiet? All right, so geomagnetic storming, like I said, it did ease up, and we now have just active conditions right now versus a storm. So active does not imply storm. And that did produce auroras at both higher and some of those mid-latitude regions. With this potential forecast of the solar and geomagnetic activity, we're looking at M-class flares at about 20%, so it hasn't really changed too much on that. We can expect minor G1 storm conditions today with some possible G2. It really does depend on that high-speed solar wind and what the BZ does. So with all of this, let's now look at the Schumann. Well, the Schumann is fairly consistent as I was looking over the charts today and timing that with when we got the geomagnetic activity and when we got the solar wind and what the BZ was doing. So it looks fairly consistent with that activity yesterday. And let's really talk about what this means. So when I say consistent, meaning that this was driven, the Schumann readings today were primarily driven from the solar wind and the geomagnetic activity to the planet, the KP. Nervous system sensitivity, arousal, sleep disruption, intensity, head and ear pressure, sometimes even pressure behind the back of your eyes. People note that. A buzzing, ringing in the ears, and perhaps swings between wired and being exhausted. Also, your parasympathetic system could be jumpy while that field is active. And really, this amplifies that emotional reactivity. And think about what I shared a couple of minutes ago regarding the fact that we're in eclipse season right now. I think we're beginning to make even more sense of our thoughts, our emotions, and our reactions, as well as our physical body, with so much that we have processing and integrating where we are right now. So this is an immense amount of plasma that's pouring in. And just remember, this is electrons. These are protons. And it's not just this subtle energy that is the spiritual woo-woo. I mean, you're talking real science. You're talking electrons, protons, and a few other things as it interacts with Earth's magnetic field and our own bioelectric fields. Things are good to do that we can is magnesium, some short naps, and sometimes even a thought about doing something feels heavy. So you don't want to push that. You just want to allow for the shift to take place so you can come back to what you need to come back to when you need to do it. And like I said, so much is being amplified from that solar eclipse energy, which brings me to our wisdom drop today. So we still have this elevated solar wind and the geomagnetic activity is currently active, but it's not intense. Ground your body. Please do this morning. Walk barefoot outside for at least 20 minutes. Breathe consciously at least 20 times in and out. Your circuitry likely has been overstimulated and we need to regulate it before we move on with our day today. So that is my wisdom drop for you. This is what we need to do. A lot of energy pouring in, ground it. My focus sometimes is on the emotional, sometimes it's on the spiritual. I will really say it's on the physical today to ground yourself first. Remember, you are designed to be attuned to the earth and cosmos. Thank you. We'll see you tomorrow.